to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. God has promised to heal us of every sickness, to save us from every danger, and to take away all of our sadness and pain. And he will, because God keeps his promises. But sometimes we have to be patient and wait for those good things to happen. The exciting news is that we can start enjoying some of those promises today when we follow God's health plan. That's what Thomas learned. Here's his story. I love clouds. I love to lay on the grass and gaze up toward the sky, watching them float by. I see birds soaring, butterflies fluttering, and feel the warm sun on my face. It's so relaxing. But what I like most about clouds is how they remind me of something that's going to happen someday. The Bible says that Jesus, the one who created us, will return to this earth to take us all home to heaven, where we'll live with him forever. How will he do that? He'll come in the clouds. We'll see him appear with a big smile on his face and arms opened wide, ready to give us a warm, welcoming hug. Then we'll fly away, like the birds, to our forever home. While I can hardly wait for that happy day to arrive, right now I have to live in this old world filled with sadness and sickness. I have to feel afraid sometimes and worry about things like school, unkind classmates, and friends who are having serious problems. Then there's this. Last month, my grandpa got sick, went to the hospital, and died. I miss him. Even though the preacher at church said I'll see him again in heaven, I'm still very sad and miss my grandpa every day. I wish Jesus would come right now. When I told the preacher how I felt, he nodded. I understand, he said. Then he added, but we don't have to wait to live in our forever home. We can begin living there now. How? I asked. We're not in heaven. True, he agreed. But we can start living like we are. We can start loving everyone, treating all people with kindness and compassion, and spend time talking with God in prayer. We can study the wonderful things God created, eat the foods he designed for us to eat, exercise our bodies in the warm sunshine and fresh air, drink cool, clean water, and spend one day each week worshiping and praising him. Those are some of the very same things we'll be doing in heaven. Wow, that made sense to me. So now when I feel lonely or sad or worried, I just say to myself, if I was in heaven, what would I be doing? Then I do it. It helps me feel better and reminds me of happy days to come when sickness, sadness, and death will be gone forever. I agree with Thomas. I'm looking forward to that day too. Here's what it says in Revelation 1:7. Look, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Everyone will see him. Revelation 21:4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain. All the old ways are gone. I'm looking forward to that day. Aren't you?
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!